Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 720 WGN. Nice to have you all here with us on another gorgeous Chicago day. Another night, we had a pretty nice night over in the Chicago River, believe it or not, for the red carpet of the U.S. premiere of the movie Transformers The Last Night. The new Michael Bay-directed action movie, the fifth in the Michael Bay series of Transformer films, many of which were filmed here in Chicago. As it turns out, this one was not filmed in Chicago at all. It's about a 30-second scene that is supposed to be a bombed-out Soldier Field, as you will hear Michael Bay talk about in a moment, that was created with old footage and special effects. But Michael Bay was here in this a barge that was in the river behind the Civic Opera House. Mark Wahlberg, Sir Anthony Hopkins, Gerard Carmichael, the star of the NBC situation comedy, The Carmichael Show, Josh Duhamel, all were here, and we had the opportunity to talk with all of them on the WGN, on the WGN red carpet. There were other people there as well. I like to think it was just for us, but it was not. Mark Wahlberg talking about making a film of this nature. What's the difference between something like this and quieter movies that you make, less action-filled movies? Different for you as an actor?
Absolutely. But, you know, you get to find a kind of great balance here. I mean, yes, there's tons of action and the physical demands are pretty grueling, but you also get to sit in a room with Anthony Hopkins and Michael and other character actors, and you kind of go in there and you improvise and you play around and you try to make these characters good, well-rounded, interesting individuals. So, yeah, it's tough, but, you know, when you make a movie like this, it's nice to then go make a small, intimate character piece, you know, or comedy, or just people talking in a room. You know, I'm not upset if I don't see a harness for another 6 months. That's for sure.
How physically brutal is it on you when you're doing these? I mean, you're in great shape always.
Well, the thing is, it's one thing to look like you're in shape. There's another thing to be in shape to the point where you can perform these action sequences 12 hours a day, 5 days a week for a good 5 or 6 months. And that's the key, you know? It's like, you don't want to be a bodybuilder. You want to be a sprinter or a marathon runner. You want to be able to come in and really, you know, do it day in and day out.
Yeah, so what does it mean to you to be in Chicago, to have done these films sort of, you know, here in Chicago and be part of the action here?
It's fantastic. I mean, it's a great town. Blue collar, reminds me of my own hometown of Boston. You know, I sat today with Mike Ditka, and the first thing he did, want to apologize for beating up on my Patriots in 86. I was like, dude, not a problem. We've had many great victories since. And the history here across the board, sports, you know, politics, from everything across the board. So I love the city.
Yeah. Too bad you didn't get together with Theo while you're here.
You know what? Very happy for him and very happy for the Cubs. Even when the Red Sox won, you know, in 2004, I would have loved to see the Cubs-Red Sox. And that way, whoever won, it would have been well-deserving for the city, exactly, and the fans, right, yeah, who waited way too long.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's second Transformers movie that he's made. He said that he's done with the franchise. Michael Bay has also said that he's done. He's directed five of these. Most of them have been filmed right here in Chicago. In fact, I will never forget, I think it was the second or third movie that they shut down Michigan Avenue, and right outside of our Allstate Showcase studio window, they're blowing up cars. I remember seeing a taxi cab get blown up and flying by the Showcase studio window, and all the stars, Shia LaBeouf at that time, and Tyrese, I forget who else was in the movies back in those days, all hanging out here on Michigan Avenue back in the day. Michael Bay loved making these films here in Chicago.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Tell me about your obsession with Chicago sounds negative, but you are a little obsessed with our city.
Well, your city has been so gracious to me and Transformers. It can make shutting down 10 blocks, letting wingsuit guys fly from Sears Tower. What do you call it now? Not Sears Tower.
Now it's called the Willis Tower.
The Willis Tower.
The Willis Tower.
And
I'm never going to stop calling it Sears.
So it's pretty hard to convince a city to do that, but it took a year of planning to have these guys fly a mile and a half through the city at 120 miles an hour. But it's also just been a great city. Police, firemen are fantastic.
So we see Chicago in this film, but was it previous footage that you used this time or CG this time? How did you?
We shot a lot of footage, so it's a previous footage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we shot in Detroit, we shot in England, Iceland, Ireland, Scotland.
Yeah. A lot of locations, and Green Bay Packer fans will love to see Soldier Field partially destroyed here as well.
Right.
How do you see this franchise evolving and continuing?
Well, it started with a call from Steven Spielberg. He said, there's a movie called Transformers. It's about a boy who buys a car and it turns into an alien robot. And I'm like, huh, that doesn't sound like a very good idea. And it's turned into this phenomenon. It's one of the more successful franchises out there. And I've done five of them. This is the last one. And it's been a great 10-year journey for me.
Would you, you're so famous for your style. Is it possible that you would ever just do like a romantic drama?
Oh, yeah.
A quiet?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, nothing's destroyed.
Working. You know how easy it is? It's nice it is to work with just two actors acting in a room and very few crew, and that's fun.
Yeah, so there is the director of the Transformers franchise, Michael Bay, who was here in Chicago for the red carpet. All the stars of this movie were all here, including a young actor by the name of Remy Adelake. Remy Adelake is, he's only been in a couple of movies, a couple of small roles. He was, before he became an actor, a U.S. Navy SEAL. So in many ways, he's the perfect guy to be in a movie like this because it's nothing but action and fighting and explosions and, you know, gun battles and so forth. Who better than a U.S. Navy SEAL to know what to do authentically in a movie like this? Very, very nice guy who, interestingly, just got a contract to be the spokesperson for Jockey Underwear, which is relevant. I point that out when he responded to my question about that, and we learned something that we had never known before about U.S. Navy SEALs.
It's not your first time here, right?
No. I actually went to boot camp in the Chicago area in Great Lakes, Illinois, for the Navy. And then I was out here about 2 years ago speaking at a conference.
Yeah. Yeah. So actual boot camp, you mean? Not like movie boot camp?
No, yeah, actual boot camp. I was a Navy SEAL in the military. And so I did 13 years in the military. And then after that, I got into the film industry, got into acting. Yeah.
So I almost was going to ask you, is it more difficult to be in a movie like this than be in boot camp? But all you had to say was Navy SEAL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That says it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Really. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, thank you for all that you've done and
for your
service.
Thank you for your support.
What's it like for you to be part of this project and to work with Michael Bay, especially a young actor, working with one of the most successful actors of all time? Mm-hmm.
It's truly an honor. It's truly an honor. And I shared this before, but it was Michael Bay's first two films that inspired me to go into the military to be the SEAL, Bad Boys and The Rock. So just seeing how everything has come full circle, and I'm in my first major film, I'm in a Michael Bay film, is just put the icing on the cake. So it's a tremendous honor to be part of this franchise and to be working with Michael Bay and this with the awesome action sequences and the inspirational stories. So I'm looking forward to it.
So I know that also you've just signed on to be a spokesperson for Jockey Underwear.
Yeah. I signed.
So how do the other Navy SEALs feel about that when you guys get
You know,
together?
It's funny because, you know, typically SEALs don't wear underwear from what I hear. But
really? Is that true?
So I got a few text messages like, hey dude, you're supposed to be going commando. Now you're sporting underwear. What's up with that,
wow,
man? Turn to the other side.
I never knew that about Navy SEALs. I heard something new here today. Well, congratulations on everything.
So
very
Thank
happy.
So
yeah, very, really nice guy. Does a nice job. It's a supporting role that he's got in the movie. But this was, you know, if, you know, everyone says try to learn one new thing every day. I never knew that U.S. Navy SEALs didn't wear underwear. It's an odd fact to learn, but we looked it up. Turns out that U.S. Navy SEALs do not wear underwear. It's kind of a tradition that if they're on a mission someplace, that there's a chance of infection if they're not able to get to clean clothes and to bathe and to so forth. And so they just the commandos go commando with that. You've learned something new today if you didn't know that already.
Josh Duhamel, you know who he's married? Here's a fun fact for you, Joey. You like fun facts about movies.
I do.
You know who Josh Duhamel is married to?
I do not.
That's Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
That's right. There's another. You put that in with your Marky Mark and
all
the
right.
Fun Bunch fun fact.
I'm going to do well at dinner parties.
You are. You're going to be just a font of useless knowledge. It's going to be great. But they'll go, hey, that Joey Gutman, we got to bring him back because he knows some things. He knows two things.
Two things.
They're both fascinating things. So Dean got to speak with Josh Duhamel.
One of my best memories, I forget which movie it was, of Transformers movie that you're making on Michigan Avenue when you're blowing up Michigan Avenue. And I don't know if you remember, there's a radio station that's right there where you guys were. And I was doing my radio show. You're constantly coming up to the window because, like, Craft Services was there. So I remember that.
Really?
And just watching you in action while you were doing that. So you've got some history here in Chicago.
Yeah, we have a lot of history. We spent a whole summer here. It was probably looking back, that was probably the most fun that I've had making these because we weren't out in some desert somewhere. We weren't, like, some hot stage somewhere. It was like on the river, Chicago, summertime. It was one of the best times I've had making a movie. I don't know if the people of Chicago feel that way because we had to shut down Michigan Avenue for so long, but
we were cursing you out
I can't believe they actually invited us back.
Yeah, we love seeing the city in the movies, but that day.
Yeah, no, it was than one day. It was a long time.
That summer we were cursing you out a little bit. You're probably maybe the most senior veteran of the cast.
I am now. Can you believe that?
Right? So how do you reflect on what makes these films, what's the staying power of them, the power that drives them?
Well, I think it's just the basis of it is the idea that a car can transform into a robot is something that boys all over the world love. They love the idea. It's amazing to watch. Michael just brings it to life on the screen. And it's just one of those movies that you feel like this is why they make them. This is for the big screen. This is just pure, entertainment. I think that he does a great job of that.
Being in a movie like this give you extra cred with your kids?
My son actually thinks I fight Decepticons for a living. I'm not going to tell him otherwise.
That's a pretty good gig, fighting Decepticons for a living. Are you a fan of the Transformers franchise, Joey? Do you watch, have you seen the movies?
I am, but I honestly say I think I've missed the last couple.
I saw the first two.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, once you lose a Shia LaBeouf and a Megan Fox, I'm out of your franchise. I'm done. And that's really, if you remember back to the very first Transformers movie, I think you were two or three when that first
that sounds
out.
About right.
You were a young, young, young man. They made a huge deal in all the promos of Megan Fox bending over the hood of, I think it's Bumblebee or one of the cars. I don't know. And that was to get all the young boys into the theater. And it worked. As an old boy, I went in to see that too. I just remember the two that I saw. They're so loud. Those movies are just... And now I sound like a very ancient man. Say, oh, it's so loud. But they're louder than any other action movie. Because the cars are transforming into robots and people are blowing things up. And, what is it? Darth Vader? No, he's a villain in a different franchise. I don't know who the Decepticons are, their leader. Optimus Prime? Is that the good one or the bad one? Any idea?
I think it's the good one.
I think the good one is Optimus Prime. I don't know. Right now, all the Transformers geeks are like, oh, this guy is so stupid.
Or it's Megatron, and the other one is...
Oh, no, I think Megatron's the bad guy.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't really know. So.
You know what? You shouldn't be embarrassed about that. That's your third thing to know.
Okay.
That you don't
now
know.
I can look it up.
Because people... No. Because people will say at the dinner party, after you've exhausted your Marky Mark and your Josh Duhamel knowledge, then you go, but you know what? I don't know anything about the Transformers. Who's Optimus Prime and Megatron? And people go, I'm surprised I remember Bumblebee. Just because it's the yellow, is it a Corvette? I think it's a Corvette.
But you really just remember it because of Megan Fox, though, right?
Yeah, that's really all I remember.
Yeah.
And that goes way back. But then she and Michael Bay supposedly had some falling out. I don't know. Listen, who can follow all the ins and outs of Hollywood. All right, we've got one more Dean's interview from the red carpet premiere of Transformers the last night. And this is with Gerard Carmichael, who is a stand-up. He's got a sitcom, The Carmichael Show. I believe it's on NBC. And now he's in a big action movie. What did Gerard have to say?
I was thinking about that because, you know, we knew you from stand-up. We knew you from then. And look at everything that's happened for you since then. I mean, you how do you reflect on all of that?
I really don't. That's the that's the key, I guess, right? You, like, don't pause too much. You just keep working and figure it out from there, you know?
So, is it great? I mean, you're literally on the fast lane now. You're literally an A-lister now. I don't want to, you know, throw too much at you, but...
No, I just had to wait for a restaurant. I don't know.
You still have to wait to get a table?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That's it. Well, maybe you're not an A-lister. Maybe you're not.
I'll do all right.
No, but, is it great or is it exhausting?
I love work. You know, I like working. So, you know, I don't think of it as exhausting. I mean, it's like, what else? I don't think there's anything I'd rather be doing than just, like, working. And I have the ability to, you know, create content for people. So that's all I want to do.
Yeah. So what was it like being part of this kind of madness?
I mean, it's insane. You know what I mean? It's an insane thing. It's really fun. For me, I signed on because I wanted to work with Michael Bay. You know, a lot of actors do. He's such a specific director. So it was fun to work with him. That was the exciting part. And it was a very big learning experience. I learned a lot being on a set of this size. You know, it's production at its grandest scale. So, you know, I'm very, very thankful to be a part of it.
So we're going to see more of Gerard in films like this?
Oh, I don't know. I learned it. I don't know. We'll see if I can figure it out for myself from now on.
You gotta like step up now.
Yeah.
You're like the stand-up comedian who's still not sure if he's funny.
Yeah. Well, no, this is fun, but the next one I'll try and do a budget that's about $200 million cheaper.
Less than this.
Yeah.
All right. Those are Dean's A-list interviews with the cast and director of Transformers last night. The big premiere was the other night. I know Dean gave this a Dean's List C for that. But listen, if you're a Transformers fan, you're going to see it anyway, so enjoy it. Bring some earplugs because, as I said, very, very loud. All right, we've seen these columns that say celebrities, they're just like us. Yeah, I don't think so. We've got some crazy demands in something that most of us will never, ever get to experience. We'll talk about that. On the other side is Brian Noonan in for Dean for the final little bit on WGN.